Kaufman.
And I'm Lisa Damaris.
And this is Appraiser Talk, the show where I ask Lisa, the Vice President of Appraisal Issues at the Appraisal Foundation, your appraisal questions.
We answer questions from every corner of the appraisal profession, from consumers to appraisers and real estate to business valuation.
Welcome to today's episode. This is a wonderful question, Lisa. Here we go. How does an appraiser deal with situations where market data is very mixed, unclear, and contradictory?
Yes. Well, welcome to the appraiser's world every day. I really love that someone is asking this question as it allows me to speak to one of the greatest strengths that appraisers are trained in, which is dealing with the complexities of data.
How about we start with you explaining a little about what is meant by mixed, unclear, and contradictory market data?
Great question. In real estate appraisal, we rely heavily on recent comparable sales to determine a property's value. However, there are times when the data that we collect from the market is conflicting. You know, for instance, we might find similar homes with vastly different sale prices or a mix of increasing and decreasing property values in the same neighborhood.
That sounds challenging. How do you approach such a situation?
I mean, it's definitely not easy, but it's a great and fun and interesting part of the job. One key strategy is to dig deeper into the data. You know, I look for patterns, outliers, and really try to understand the factors that might be influencing these variations. It's important to consider the uniqueness of each property and the reasons behind the sales prices in that area.
Can you provide an example to illustrate this?
Sure. Let's say we have two similar houses on the same street, but one sold for significantly more than the other. Instead of dismissing the lower sales price as an anomaly, I'd investigate further. Maybe there were recent renovations in the higher priced property, or perhaps the lower priced one had some undisclosed issues. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion to get a clearer picture.
That makes sense. So it's about looking beyond the surface and understanding the context. Can you share any other strategies appraisers use in these situations?
Absolutely. Another approach is to widen the scope of our search. If the immediate neighborhood is providing mixed signals, we might expand our search radius to include similar neighborhoods or properties with comparable characteristics. This broader perspective can help us identify trends that may not be immediately apparent in a limited data set.
It sounds like a delicate balancing act. How do you convey your findings to clients when the data is contradictory?
Communication really is key. I make sure to provide a comprehensive explanation of the data, highlighting the factors that contribute to its complexity. And in some instances, it's more than appropriate to, instead of offering one pinpointed value conclusion, to instead conclude to a range of values.
Well, Lisa, thank you for shedding some light on how appraisers handle these challenging situations. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Yes, appraisers know how to handle unruly data. Real estate markets can be very unpredictable, but by diligently analyzing data and communicating effectively, appraisers can provide valuable insights even in the most ambiguous situations.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you'll tune in each week to Appraiser Talk. You can send in your questions to me at amy@appraisalfoundation.org, and you might just hear us answer it in a future episode.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Appraiser Talk is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.